So today in the program, we're going to learn about an organization called South Shore Support Services in Weymouth. And Renee McCorkle and Kim Moy are joining us to give us a little information and let you know how you might be able to utilize their services. So Renee, Kim, welcome to both of you. Really appreciate the chance to talk to you.
Thank you. We appreciate you guys having us here. Thanks a lot.
Are you with us, Kim?
Yes.
Okay.
I respond back?
Yeah, you can respond back.
I thought I did. I said, thank you very much for having us.
You're very welcome. My pleasure. So, Renee, honestly, I had never heard of South Shore Support Services before I was made aware of it. And I know you've been around for a while now, right? Tell us a little bit about it.
I've actually been around in July for over 20 years that I've worked for South Shore Support Services. So to give you a little history of South Shore Support Services, it actually has been around since September of 1995, and there were two women that were the co-founders of the organization. It's Mary Burt, and she has a son with special needs from the Scituate area, and her co-partner was Jeannie Hamilton, that just had a passion for working with individuals with disabilities. So their philosophy is to help provide services to all individuals, like one individual at a time. So, and that actually philosophy still stands today. So when we kind of meet with families, we talk about what their needs and passions are, and we really try to help them develop them. So our organization is a pretty small one compared to, you know, like VinFin and all those other ones. So we've actually really kind of, we'll do pretty much anything what the family needs. And our Family Support Center has been around since July of 2010. So we're actually on our second DDS contract. So it's really been exciting that we had just got awarded this contract in December 31st of last year. So we were excited to renew our contract for another 10 years. So what we do is all our referrals are coming from the Department of Developmental Services. But one thing about South Shore Support Services, that because it's a community center, that we actually will help any families that need assistance with applying for DDS services. We can help them with applying for food stamps, for guardianship, pretty much any of the public benefits that they need, even if they're not in our catchment area. That's kind of my philosophy, because that's what we're here for. We're here to help the community. And if whatever we can do to make a family's life a little bit easier, we're there for them. So that's kind of what we do, kind of someone in a little nutshell.
Okay. So is it more than just, people with developmental disabilities?
We also take care of people who has like Down syndrome. We have like centers that would enhance their like social skills and community. We have like programs for them to enhance friendship. Things like that.
Okay. How do people, connect with South Shore Support Services? How do you find folks to help? How do they find you to get help?
So ideally is the best avenue a lot is the school system. So when individuals are going through the special ed department, is the school should be kind of referring them to us, especially when they're going through their transition. So if they came from early intervention and they're starting, their child in kindergarten or preschool, that might be a way for schools to tell them, hey, go apply for DDS services. And then especially when they're actually in their transition, when they're turning like 18, there's this thing called 688 that the school system has to send DDS or other public benefits that a child might be needing, that they can be coming to South Shore Support, because what they have to do at the age of 18 or 22, they have to apply again for DDS services as an adult. So that's a way. And then whatever kind of information we can give to other organizations, my staff actually does a lot of outreach, you know, somewhat before the pandemic, like dropping off our information to, you know, libraries, medical centers, anywhere that we could find that we were dropping off our information to.
Okay, so who is your staff, Renee? You know, who are the folks of South Shore Support Services?
So I actually have seven family support coordinators. And I have two family support coordinators that work with individuals with intensive family supports. So they actually have a total of 22 kids that are ages 3 years old up until 21 years old. And those are kids that have some behavior challenges, or they could have financial challenges, or just challenges with a caregiver that might be having medical issues. And that services, they're all RDDS referrals, but those kids are a little bit more intensive. So they might require more supports during the couple of months of when they're in that service. So it could be as little as 3 and sometimes as many as 10 or 12, which is quite a lot for one family to receive through DDS.
And do they come to you at the family center in Weymouth, or do you go to their homes?
We pretty much, again, we'll do whatever the family is needing. So we typically do is, the process works is, once DDS will send me a referral, I will contact the family, do a little telephone interview, or if I have time, I will go out to the family home, meet the family, meet the individual. Then I go back to the center, and then I meet with my staff and kind of go over what the criteria are that the family is looking for and just do a match. And then I go out with the family support coordinator and just talk a little bit more of what we're going to be doing, how we're going to be doing it, and things like that. So we pretty much, again, will go anywhere, wherever the family is needing us. So if it's family feels like they need a break from their child, then a lot of times the family support coordinator maybe will take the child out in the community, or if they have, you know, other things they want to work on, because we do like cooking skills in our center with some of the kids, we'll go back and do that, kind of, again, whatever they need.
Okay.
And I'm also their interpreter if they don't understand the English language. So I have, I can understand the Mandarin, but I cannot speak it. I have two dialects. I understand Cantonese and Taiwanese. So I'm helping people who don't know the English to transfer the information of what need to be done. And if they still need a translator, like to go to Social Security to apply, I try to convert them in the form into their language. And to make sure that they understand, I make sure that they said they would understand in English and Chinese, and for later on, I don't have to help them, but they know what needs to be done for the next time to repeat the application.
Okay, yeah, it's important, certainly here in Quincy and parts of the South Shore with large Asian populations. So Kim, you are a family support coordinator, right? You are part of that team, yeah.
Yes, but this is my third year, I think, Renee?
Mm-hmm.
Third year. I can't remember.
Yes.
I first started out as administrator, and then that phased out. And so instead of them letting me go, Renee McCorpo said, we need Kim in our unit. So I was transferred to her, and I've been following her and do a little bit, and letting know my clients that I'm taking care of. I take them out to the community. I take them to doctor's office. Mm-hmm. I'd be there if, for counseling, learn on the way to make sure I go the guidelines through the DDS, services that they rate for us in our company.
Yeah. So Kim, what's it been like to do all that during a pandemic? I mean, that must
be very difficult, because every week I contact the clients that I have, that I used to have, and tell them what we have, and making sure that they come to our session. We have like Zoom sessions for them that will enhance them so they will be more of the community and not be isolated. Mm-hmm. And, I'm trying to promote more of this, like when they said to go to the library, who, you know, Asian, especially in the Asian population in Quincy, to library, to whatever, to a Quincy Association, to put our information for them, to let them know that, you know, if they need extra people, we're willing to help the extra people that they can't reach to, like an outreach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Renee, is the actual family center open now during this COVID time or no?
Yes, yeah, we actually really haven't closed. So myself and all the staff members have really done an outstanding job during the whole pandemic. I mean, we had DDS because of being a state agency, they really had to close down. So we were actually the go-to people to help families with food shopping, getting gift cards, getting possibly to medical appointments, or making whatever arrangements we could to help the families. And we actually got a lot of funding through DDS to help families buy like laptops, iPads, anything like that. So we were, you know, working completely through the pandemic. So we haven't stopped.
It's critical services, even more so now than ever, I'm sure. It must be must be rewarding for both of you to feel that you're having a direct impact on these families.
It is. It's very rewarding. And I can say I actually got in the field because I do have my own child with special needs. He's 22 year old. And I felt when he left early intervention, the best way for me to figure out what he needed was to get into the field. So that's how I got into South Shore Support Services. So it's probably that I was in the medical field. So,
yeah. And I'm also had a child, two childs on the disability, who has disability. So it's a knowledge for me to learn more and give people back what I already experienced already and to relate with them how they're going through and how to make it easier for them to cope and to find a way to solve some of the solution.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of concern, as you're both aware of, you know, kids not being in the classroom enough, you know, to have that one-on-one interpersonal connection with their peers and with their teachers as well. So, and the long-term effects right now are still unknown, obviously, because we're still going through it. So to be able to have, you know, some, I think, public connection through such or support services is a comfort, I'm sure, for them and for their families, too. Is there an age limit, Renee, for people to receive your services?
No. Nope. We've had as young as, I think, 8 months old, and our oldest right now, I think, is 89.
Wow. Okay.
And so we get the whole gamut. Right now, just to give you an idea, is South Shore Support has a contract with DDS for over like 387 people right now are on my list. And we actually have different kind of supports. So we have all those people should be receiving is information and referral services. But we have some families that might require a little bit more supports. So what DDS calls is extended navigation, just like another name for case management. And that's where we are in the houses doing the supports for the family. So as I said previously, we have 22 people that are receiving intensive family supports. And then the other after 22 and up receive is extended navigation. And those are probably right now about 60 to 70 people right now that we have on our caseloads that each family support coordinator has a handful of them to provide supports.
Oh, okay. What kind of training do the family support coordinators have to have, you know, to be able to do this work?
So is typically when they're hired, they actually have to have at least a high school diploma or higher. But we are requiring more is a lot of more behavioral call experience, because we're getting a lot more challenging individuals into the family support center. So we actually go through we have a thing called safety care, which is hands-on supports to teach the family support coordinators, you know, how to possibly kind of redirect an individual if him or her are having a difficult time. And then we have is a new thing that DDS has picked up, which is a great tool that we've been working with. It's called Charting the Life Course. And it's a tool that we're using to help families identify what their child's strengths and weaknesses, and how do we help them develop those weaknesses to make them the positives. So it's a nice tool that we do. And we just do a lot of, we'll call it, a lot of online trainings to have the staff before they start working with families. Yeah. And they pretty much will shadow a senior coordinator for about 2 months or so before they're out on their own.
Okay. And is there a cap in the amount of services or the time of services that someone can receive?
No. No. Okay. So the only cap we have is the intensive. They pretty much will stay in the intensive family supports for 6 months to a year. So they will maybe come off for like everything's going well for 6 months. And then, you know, unfortunately something might happen again, then they can go back into that service. But it's kind of like a rolling service on the intensive family supports.
Sure. Kim, do you have maybe obviously not naming names, but kind of a favorite story about you helping somebody or a family through a crisis, to the other side?
Well, we're starting one that was from Renee. We have like this toy named, it's a squirrel, and we make a toy story out of it. Like the squirrel goes with this kid going to the hospital and make a story time about this and bringing it into the Facebook. So that's one of the stuff that kids like. Yeah. They say, oh, can I have one of that toy with me every time? It's encouragement. It's making them not afraid of the surrounding. And then we have their point of view and we put in like a little story for them to look up in the Facebook, and then they say, oh, that's something similar to what I'm doing. Yeah, I relate to that. So it's nice to encourage family, up front and doing the best we can for them, and so far we have nothing but good results. Everybody was giving us like thank you letters, and we're very grateful. You out of your way to help us on this situation. So, it's rewarding. It's actually rewarding. I'm learning a little bit more and a little bit more on this job. And, it's like there's so much opportunity out there for this company. I can be like a ABA specialist because they, like Renee said, online, we have online training to show you what needs to be done. And you can also go to a sample. I'd be going to Massasoit online to do some kind of special need course that I can take to help further my to help further me to this company to help more other people to relate what's going on.
Sure. Yeah, everybody grows, right? Right. Your client, your employees, and the family too. People feel like they're making progress, and that they matter.
Mm-hmm. They do. All our family matters very much for us. It has to be very personal. You have to be very committed and patient in this field to be able to see and help the other family that needed us most.
Yeah. Renee, you mentioned DDS several times. Maybe if you could just explain for folks what DDS is actually.
So DDS is the Department of Developmental Services. So
a state agency.
It is a state agency, correct, yes. So that's how you pretty much, so usually the typical process is once the child has been diagnosed with a, developmental disability or autism, then usually the recommendation is to fill out an application with other additional information, and you go through an intake process, and it takes about a good 4 to 5 months to get through the whole process between starting the application, doing an interview with a intake coordinator at DDS, and then getting the approval or denial. So it does take some time, but it definitely is worth it because it does have a lot of good resources to help out our families.
Yeah. How is South Shore Support Services funded, and how do your clients pay for your service?
So again, everything is funded by, so we contract, so we're a provider agency for DDS. So our agency, like I said, we actually just did the contract just recently and got awarded the Family Support Center again. So there is, on the South Shore area, they're at another family support center in the Randolph area. So there's two in South Coastal area, and there are other ones in the surrounding towns like Brockton and Hanover and other towns like that. So
okay. Or you mentioned a catchment area, so if they're not in yours, they would be in the other ones.
Correct. But again, like I said, if they're not in our catchment area and they're coming to for help with applications for MassHealth or DDS or whatever else, you know, I have no problem helping the families or talking to them on the phone and giving that information. And, you know, again, I always encourage myself and my staff is, if someone calls for help, let's help them. You know, that's what we're here for. We're not here just to say, oh, sorry, wrong area, like, and move them along. That's not what we are about.
Sure.
We're here to support our families.
Yeah. This is a good chance to ask you, how do folks reach out to South Shore Support Services?
So the best way is to actually, you can contact our Family Support Center, and you can reach us by phone at 781-331-7878. And actually my extension is extension 11. And then also you could email us at South Shore Support, soshoresupport.org is our website, and you can look that up, and we do have all the other extensions and other supports we do, because we also have South Shore Support. We also have contracts with DDS for individual supports, and we have group homes. We have our agency with choice, so that's another contract with DDS. And then we have the MassHealth program, is the adult family care program, or called AFC. Okay. So it's there is other opportunities for our families to have other supports. So.
Okay, I know, yeah, you have some group homes here in Quincy, I know, and surrounding areas as well, sure. Now, those obviously have been a challenge during the pandemic as well, I'm sure.
Yes, it's been very challenging for my executive director, Mary Burt. So it's, God bless her, because it's been a hard, you know, with a lot of our homes have been tested positive for the coronaviruses. So to get through it, you know, it's been a lot for her.
Sure, and now you'll have to handle their vaccination too, right? And
right.
Move forward, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Anything else that you think should add right now, ladies?
So one thing I do want to say is a kind of a big shout out to all my family support coordinators. So to let you know, for New Year's Eve, we actually put together little baskets for all our families. So we actually, all the family support coordinators and myself actually physically delivered baskets with coffee mugs, cocoa and popcorn and little things. And we actually did like a Happy New Year's Eve. And we showed a movie, and we saw a movie called Happy New Year's Eve. And it was really cute, but everyone went out above and beyond, and we delivered baskets to all our families. All, like I said, all 380 something of them. So it's a big, that was a big thing to do. And we're doing it again for Valentine's Day. We're going to be passing out backpacks.
Very nice.
So
something
all,
that they
has all our information in it. Yeah. So we're really excited. Like I said, we have an amazing crew of young ladies that work for me. So I'm really blessed that, you know, they're really good. They're really good at what they do.
That's wonderful. Anything else, Kim?
Nope. She said it all.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to learn about this organization. I was not familiar with it before it was brought to my attention. So I'm hoping that folks that are watching this are also finding out about it for the first time and will, you know, reach out if they feel they can benefit or maybe support. Kim, are there ways to support South Shore Support Services either financially or with volunteer opportunities?
Go ahead, Kim.
We do have people who volunteers. We had like a recent a student who is, I think he's from, he graduated from Massasoit or something. And he comes every summer to help us out. And, you know, he's wonderful with kids. And they remember him for some reason. Say, oh, you came in last year. Oh, I remember you. So he said, yeah, he likes our company. He likes to volunteer, do it every summer. And it's a good resume for him, because mm-hmm. then he can use it you know, for him to continue with special education or to teacher aid or something like that. So, yes.
Sure. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah, so like, so if anybody is interested in, you know, donating, we actually do, you know, on our website, again, there's a place that you can click that you can donate to any part of South Shore Support Services. So, and we do also do once a year is our golf tournament. And I got to say, majority of that funding is always put back to the Family Support Center, to individual supports. Yeah, so it's really nice that we're able to, you know, do that tournament and get funding for the centers. And so it's good.
Good, something to look forward to. All right.
Yeah.
Appreciate your time, Renee and Kim. Very great to talk to you both. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much again. We appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Now. Stay healthy.
Bye. You too.